Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And as always, we would like to give a big shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legends only. Shout out to all our patrons. We've been chatting away on the Discord. A busy week on the Discord, for sure.
Yeah, a lot to chatter.
Yeah, but we'll be getting into all of that.
You'll have to apologize, or I will have to apologize for myself, my presence on this episode. I do have a bit of a cold, but we are fighting for this love, just like Chezza, and I'm getting through this, and we might be remote.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Don't do it. I have my tea. We're spilling the tea. I'm actually drinking it. So it's a little too hot right now.
It's not Cornova, right?
No, it's literally just like my sinuses. I feel like my head's a balloon.
Well, Brad, good luck.
We're going to pray for no coughs during this whole thing.
So I started watching Arcane.
Oh, you did?
I did.
All right, this is good already.
Whatever, it's fine.
Yeah. You did?
Mm-hmm. No spoilers, but I'm really enjoying it a lot.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. For people who don't know, I think we already mentioned it. It's a League of Legends lore show.
Netflix.
And it's super well done, and you don't need to know anything about the game. It is animated, and you might be like, oh, I'm not into that. But like, honestly, it's very realistic animation style, and it's really well done.
Yeah, I like it's it stunning.
And I'm not usually into that sort of thing. So
yeah, I saw that you did a review of the soundtrack.
Yeah, I wrote about the show and the soundtrack because the soundtrack really pops off.
Oh, later it in snaps.
It does, especially fight scenes. They've got new bops by B. Miller of X Factor Britney fame, mentoring fame.
Okay, I was going to say it was episode one and it goes into the song at the end, and I was like, oh my god, wait, she snapped.
She did. Beatrice Miller.
And that's where we get the little prostitute Poppy. If you know, you know.
The sex worker Yordle.
Yeah.
Yes.
An icon.
New skin coming soon.
Who is the other one next to the Yordle?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, is that Braum? Some of the girls won't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, sorry. There's that. I also started and finished the show Hellbound, which is another soon-to-be South Korean hit show. I think it's a supernatural thriller about you get a message from an angel that you're going to die at a specific time, and then demons from hell come and kill you. It's just a lighthearted thing to watch with the kids at home this Thanksgiving season. It's like a little bit Death Note, a little bit Dead Like Me. It's good. It's fun. It's fresh.
Death!
Literally. They actually should have just called it that. death to all of them.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's gaining traction. I saw it hit the top 10 on Netflix today, so I think it might be a thing.
I would honestly like that. That's very in my...
It's good. Yeah.
Once I watch a show, though, I have to binge it.
That's the thing. It's 6 episodes, about an hour each. That was an easy one-day viewing for me.
Love that.
I ate that. Yeah. Didn't have much else to do but cough and take selfies, so...
Well, League of Legends, new season of the game. New skins, yep. New show. Speaking of some leveling up, shall we discuss another legend who leveled up her way to the White House this week?
We should, and what a wonderful reference you've made, but not as good as CNN's.
No, it's honestly...
Yeah, whichever gay intern runs the CNN account on Twitter, you've really won your CC points for this week.
Yeah, so...
Several people tagged and asked if I ghost wrote this one.
I thought it was fake tweet at first.
It's very... Yes. First Lady Jill Biden welcomed music star Ciara to the White House to discuss the 1-2-step process of getting kids vaccinated against COVID-19 as the nation works to level up its vaccination rates.
An icon.
Truly. I have several questions. Mainly, number one, do they think that Ciara is like the main demographic, or the main demographic for Ciara is kids? Like, what?
I don't know.
She's thoroughly our generation. She's millennial.
Right. And the gays are pretty much like 90-something% vaccinated, so.
Right, they are. I was so confused by the messaging of this because I'm like, kids? That's why you got Olivia Rodrigo there. Go get Madison Beer.
Well, Big Bird got vaccinated.
Well, she was the scandal of the week. Her feathers were just hurting a little bit.
Big Bird, big scandal.
Yeah, she made some conservatives real mad with her. What did she say exactly? She said her wing hurt a little bit after, but she's fine. Well, Cece put in the work featuring Missy Elliott to get to the White House, Ciara to the stage of the White House to give me that vaccine. And, you know, I really just promise that this will encourage me to get my booster as I proceed to break it down further on this podcast. How many references can I keep going with?
Oh, wow. I didn't even catch all of them.
Oh, there was like 5 in there.
I bet.
G is for girl and V is for vaccine. Well, I'm really proud of her for getting this invitation to the White House. The pictures of her in front of the podium will provide material for years to come. Nothing but respect for my president.
Oh, speaking of presidents, Kamala was president this week.
Yeah, for 3 hours. Right?
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, she snatched that. What a sleigh hunty queen move.
Our first female president, because the other one was getting a colon, it's colon whatever.
Look, many of our listeners do that every Friday night, so it was nothing special.
Have you seen the woman on TikTok who does the Kamala impression? She's like, I'm Kamala Harris.
Yes,
oh,
I have.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
She's good.
So good. Also, this is not politics only, but did you see the report that came out where Jill Biden, quote, like said something about Kamala, like, go fuck yourself during the debates?
I didn't.
Like, someone said that during the debates, when Kamala had that moment where she called out Joe Biden, which was like kind of iconic, that Jill was like, go fuck yourself.
Like in the crowd?
Yeah. No, like just, I guess, watching it with supporters. Oh. But she didn't deny it. I'm just like, that's kind of iconic.
Oh, I do love that. Mm-hmm. Good for her. Excellent.
We stan all women. We will get there.
Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss, our way to the top. Yes, we do. Oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm... It's just really funny watching you turn to sip your tea, like, because you're not doing it to be, like, funny. It's just so that you can breathe.
It's very Wendy. It's very Wendy.
Oh, my God, it is.
Oh, she passed away? Anyway.
So funny. Sorry. No one can see it. It's just very funny. Should I take a picture with my iPad? With
yeah, you should. I should have tea whenever we record, I guess. Gotta get it while it's hot. Well, you know what else was hot this week?
Not the weather.
Not the weather, no. But a certain Instagram account of one of our faves was...
Heard of her.
Red Hot. Project Red Hot, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we just run through the week of posts?
Yeah, why don't we just... yeah.
So, the first post we got from Brittany, which I actually really liked a lot, was her talking about the conservatorship.
Okay, so I'm here today to answer all of your guys' questions. And the first main question that you guys have been asking me is, what am I going to do now that the conservatorship's over with? Very good question. Well, let's see. I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years. It's a really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day and being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference. And I'm grateful for that. You know, it's nice. It's really nice. But I'm not here to be a victim. I lived with victims my whole life as a child. That's why I got out of my house. And I worked for 20 years and worked my ass off. I'm here to be an advocate for people with real disabilities and real illnesses. I'm a very strong woman, so I can only imagine what the system has done to those people. So hopefully my little story, hopefully my story will make an impact and make some changes in the corrupt system.
Okay, this one premiered, not to plug House of Gucci at this moment, but this dropped the moment I went into the House of Gucci premiere, and then I left and I opened my phone and it was just dozens of people sending me this video.
Oh.
So I watched this video on the corner outside while I was waiting for a taxi of Britney doing a sort of a fake out, I want to say, of her Q&A-nies.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, so the first question is, boom, like, it's actually about the conservatorship for once.
Yeah, it's actually a question that everyone's been asking.
Everyone's asking. Yeah. Yeah. It would have been kind of funny, though. She's like, and question two, what is my favorite ice cream? Like, like, right after that whole thing. But yes, that was probably the most impressive, like, emotional post that I think she's done yet. And probably because she was actually speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of captions these days, but when it's coming from her lips, as Miss Janet would say, it's very meaningful. And I just thought she was phenomenal in that video. That was really something just to say. You pointed out all the little things that she can do now. Buy candles, you know. 13 years later, you know, or because we barely get to see her speak, she's still so thoroughly Britney with her references. The Britney-isms jump out.
All she wants is vanilla candles, a humble legend, always.
All that she wants is another baby. Well, she literally did too. This week, she does want another baby. Again, a reference, deep reference. She's consistent in her desires, I'll say that. So yeah, it was, I think, probably the best post yet since Freeney era. And now we're starting to see people speak about their experience with her more than ever. I think because the fear of NDAs and stuff is dropping away.
So, right.
One big one was Anthony Preston.
Yeah, this was...
famously worked on Britney Jean.
Big one.
Yeah, yeah.
This one had me thinking a lot because we talked, obviously, on the Britney podcast about this specifically and how he kind of disappeared after Britney Jean and we didn't really hear much about him. So he posted a caption and it's very elusive. Like, he uses the word they, which I think he's talking about Britney's father and team.
Yeah.
He's very elusive about it. But one thing that really stood out was he says, quote, "You even told me they didn't like, quote, boys like you. They didn't. And I can only LMAO at who they get to work with now."
Interesting.
Which to me is Anthony Preston, who has since come out as an openly gay man, saying that Britney's father and team don't like fun fashion friends. is kind of the message that I was getting from this.
Which is so, I mean, it's not nothing surprising, but like it's interesting that they had her do all those GLAAD things and the signing the letters for LGBT stuff at the same time. But, you know, they had to keep up this brand image, I suppose, even though if they were personally anti, so trash. But this is not surprising, and we've heard sort of similar. I also wonder, though, like some of the boyfriends that mysteriously disappeared or went silent, I wonder what, you know.
Yeah.
What happened behind the scenes? I don't know.
It just made me, like, it stood out to me. I was like, you know, gross.
Well, yeah. As we said, when the actual decision came down, it's such the tip of the iceberg of, like, what we're going to find out and everything that's going to come out. Because now, as we just said, like, I think all the NDAs fall away, so there's going to be so many stories of, like, what actually happened behind the scenes. So this feels, I mean, this post is still, as revealing as it is, it's still very elusive, like you said. So I think the more people start speaking, the more we hear about the past 13 years. So,
yeah,
quite a time. Okay, so the other thing that she did that sort of a collective panic for the wrong reason was some Jeffree Star cosmetics promo. Well, okay, two things. Number one, she did tour his house.
So, true.
Allegedly.
Might be moving in. We still don't know.
She may be moving in to the haunted mansion. Number two, and I think people have already said this on Twitter, Britney not only was, like, severely disconnected from pop culture, for as far as we know, but, you know, she's just sort of getting back into the swing of things. She's not necessarily aware of the drama and tea and cancellations of the past 13 years. She's probably excited that people are reaching out to her. And also importantly, like, she's going to get things wrong because she doesn't know what the cultural landscape looks like. Like, and she's more than allowed to. Like, she's, like, finding her voice again and, you know, like, experiencing the world in real time. So I hope that everyone just gives her grace as she navigates this whole experience. I think even the vast majority of comments on here were like, we love you, let's go with another beauty influencer. It wasn't like, oh, you're canceled. Like, it's very just like, oh, sweetie, we've got some other options here. Rare Beauty is good. Fenty. We've talked about, like, you know, your relationship with products, with problematic people at the top, and what everyone's comfort level is with engaging with the product versus the person. I just think she must be allowed grace, including what we're about to talk about, because I even think, like, she probably surely has more of a grasp of what social media is like now, so she's maybe gonna promote things that she doesn't know were canceled. So
this was really over the top for me.
The Jeffree?
The reaction to it.
Oh, the reaction to it.
To me, I was just like, she got a package and was so excited about this face mist. Let her be excited about a face mist.
Yes, yes, yes.
And have a moment to feel good about herself. I don't know.
It was very over the top because it was sort of like, oh no, like the one person, even though there are plenty of canceled problematic beauty muas and stuff, but it was almost just sort of like, oh no, not that one. But at the same time, I do think that the general tone was like helpful and not just like, you're over.
She did delete it though. I believe.
Oh, I did not know that.
I do think she's deleted it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, she might have read a comment. She might have seen a comment or two. Yeah. Well,
he's doing a video about it, though. Oh. I did see on Def Noodles, who is... Do you know Def Noodles?
Yes.
So Def Noodles is where I get all my influencer drama news from.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And he posted Jeffree's story some the other day, and Jeffree's going to do some kind of a video. He's like, it's not over yet. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, dear. Well, of course not.
Stay tuned. I mean,
like, literally, the free announcement came, and that was pretty much, like, 3 or 4 days after. Like, all eyes were on Britney more than ever. To do Jeffree promo at that time was, like, peak visibility. So that, I'm sure he's going to milk that for a while.
And I know so many people who privately love his lipsticks because they say the product is phenomenal, but they never will tell anyone. So the girls, I see you.
We see your lips. Your lips are not talking, but they're coated in Beauty Killer. We see it. I mean, yes, it's this complicated thing of like the product and the person. And anyway, there was also some other action on her IG story. Lady Gaga, I'm not having fun tonight, is basically my reaction to this moment. So there was a moment on a red carpet recently where Legendina, ex-Tina, was doing Latin Grammys, I want to say. And Pamis Muchachas promo. And in one moment, a reporter asks for thoughts on Britney's situation now. And her publicist sort of jumps in and is like, no, we're not doing that tonight. And Christina is sort of like pushed away, but at the same time is like, I'm happy she's free. I'm so happy for her, is sort of like the extent of what she said. And Britney did not take kindly to that moment.
No. Well, to clarify, the question was, have you had any contact with her?
Oh, okay. Yep.
And the reporter, or I'm sorry, the publicist behind Christina, before this question was even asked, he's already trying to physically pull Christina away, saying, thank you, this is like, we're done.
Yeah.
The reporter follows in to ask about Britney, and the publicist is still pulling her away, and you sort of see the publicist physically pulling Christina by the arm away after that, just to paint a little more context to the full.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the full, more accurate representation of that experience. First and foremost, we have talked about this. Christina has had to field Britney questions since her debut. And while I do think that she should have been able to answer that question, I also understand how it must be frustrating to have everything sort of shaped around Britney with her, because this is not the first time. It's on Watch What Happens Live. It's on all these sort of interviews are like, and so have you talked to Britney lately? And so what do you think of Britney? Like, and it's not just about the conservatorship. It's her whole career. So on the one hand, I get why there is sort of like a, we don't want to make this about her again. However, she did seem like she was willing to speak at that moment, and she was literally being pulled away. So it wasn't a great look. And, you know, I don't know if Britney saw it, but she is one of the few celebrities who spoke out in a long, beautiful post the initial
testimony.
Testimony in June. She did a very kind, sweet post about the experience of, you know, from Mickey Mouse Club and thinking of her. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. I don't like that they're here. My thing is, like, I love Mariah being shady about J-Lo and the single. That's funny because it's like the music stuff. This feels like not great because it's more serious than that. So I don't wish for them to be fighting. Is it funny that they've essentially reignited a feud from like since their debut? Yes, inherently that is funny. But I don't know. I didn't love to see that there is trouble. What do you think about it?
I have thoughts about this. Okay, so I think looking back in history, obviously Christina has said rude things about Britney in the past.
Oh, yes.
Magazine days. We've talked about this. We've covered this back in the day, like 20-something years ago. Obviously, we all know the history. We've gone through it. A lot of it was fueled by media, I do think, at the time. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to today. I am also very upset by this because, like you said, it's very serious. And when I saw this and Christina kind of pulling away, I didn't get the sense that she was uninterested in answering the question. I agree with you. Her publicist was pulling her away, and her publicist was the one who jumped in on this. And I don't know. I just feel like it's a lose-lose with Christina, because had she stopped and said something, I feel that people would hype it up as Christina using Britney's story this week to gain attention for herself.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she was pulled away and didn't say something, it's, oh, she doesn't support her. And it's a lose-lose with Christina, I feel like.
I definitely can see that.
Sam Asghari, who is Britney's boyfriend, was asked the same exact question And he literally diverted away from it and was like, I'm just so happy to be here at this movie. But no one says it. No one says anything about that. I don't know. I just feel like the media always focuses on the woman and the men get to like skate away with, I don't know. Mm. If we're going to have this conversation about the way women are treated in the media and by the music industry, one of the biggest problems is these feuds and these headlines that pit women against each other. That's such a huge part of like the root of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then to perpetuate it, which that's a big, I think I use that word correctly.
Yeah.
With these headlines just feels so gross to me because I feel like Christina, even though, yes, she's been rude in the past, in recent years, she's really come around and been really supportive. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that. And I don't know. I hear what you're saying. It upsets me. Like, I literally don't find anything funny about it at all.
Me either. I apologize to everyone who like reached out and was so excited for us to talk about this, but literally both of us are like not excited about this. It's not something
it upsets me to my core.
I'm not rooting for one side or the other at all. It doesn't feel good at all. I don't like it. I hope that they can have a private conversation about it and like resolve it amongst themselves, because it's not a good feeling. I don't like it. And to your point about lose-lose, I mean, we saw it on Twitter in the weeks leading up to this moment. Gaga's been talking about Britney a lot on the red carpet, and fans have accused her of using that as promo because she wasn't outspoken prior to the Freedom announcement. And then once Britney praised Gaga in the same story, then it became a whole different, oh, yes, Gaga's amazing. But like, there were many people who were, you know, sort of dragging Gaga for allegedly using her name on red carpets when, frankly, it's just journalists asking these people questions, and that does become headlines. Like, in both cases, they are asked about Britney, and it's their responses that made the difference. Yeah.
I think it's hard to cast this one short, split-second moment as this bigger thing.
Mm-hmm. Especially because of the thing that she had written beforehand. It's like, No, she made her thoughts very clear months ago. The one thing that we'll never, and we've famously gotten this wrong, is like, we don't always know what's happening behind the scenes. And like, I do feel like her post had a tone of like, you knew what was going on, or like there was a story, like, I don't know. There was a tone in the, what did she actually write? I just want to get this right. Refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie. I don't know. That was a little pointed. So we can't say for sure we know everything, and who knows if she knew more, but I will say, you know, it did suck to see that, and I hope that she feels supported, more supported now, because I feel like the public is overflowing with support for her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mostly avoided social media and, you know, everything for the past 48 hours of that happening, because I'm not interested in that. Also, we're like in our 30s. I am a grown man, and I am not going to like be the teenage fun fashion friend that I was. That was like giddy over fighting over charts and sales of these women. And like, I'm sorry, we are grown now. Like, this is ridiculous. I did feel a little bit of like, and I know that I'm aging out of like stan culture and aging out of all of this in a lot of ways, especially over the past 2 years. But I was just like, many of us are losing our hair. We need to worry about that. We need to worry about...
Not me. I take medication for that.
You do.
Losing my mind.
Losing my mind, my hair. I'm just like, No. This is not it for me. I just want the best for all parties involved, to be honest. So I exactly. hate that.
It goes back to what you said at the beginning. There's a level of seriousness to it.
Exactly.
That makes it different.
It's the difference between... If you want to talk about the Divas live performance and them trying to... You know, the drama of who was out singing Aretha or Celine. That is a performance. That's funny. That's the art. That's like different.
Right.
Than,
like what the fuck is MDNA? Is right. A funny reference to an album funny. Title. It's not like this it's not heavy, serious.
It's not. It doesn't have to do with like, yes, like systemic abuse and like the failure of the justice system. It's like, no. This was about like a song that Cher didn't know the name of. So. That is like where I draw the line of the difference of like what I'm getting pleasure out of. And it's not this. So that's basically where I stand. And I just hope that they are able to mend whatever, you know, this rift is.
Agreed.
God. It's so fun to be on the internet in 2021.
I just want to bake everyone a cake and we can all get along and collaborate and make Lady Marmalade 2.0 together. Mm-hmm. But, like, mm-hmm. actually, though.
Yes. Oh, actually. And then I'll just, for my last point, I'll just refer to the same with the Jeffree Star, which is Britney is going, she's speaking out, featuring Lindsay Lohan. And things are going to go left sometimes. Things are going to be a little more, like, questionable. There might be some posts that are a little more, I would just like to give her grace in this moment of, like, somebody who was, you know, in an abusive situation for 13 plus years is like, okay. And everyone might not agree with every word said, but, like, expressing herself is more than valid, and that we need to allow the space for that. So that's where I'm at with that. All this in the middle of Pamis Muchachas promo.
I know, the irony.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, the irony is overwhelming.
That was the other thing I was thinking. I was like, it...
This is Pamis Muchachas. Since we're on the subject, she put down Somos Nada as well. And she's honestly, before this all happened, I think she was both of our picks for the next segment.
Oh, she is, yeah. I mean, before we switch to Britney, all I will say is I have opinions about Sam Asghari. I will save them for a later day. But just know that she's starting.
Yeah, between the profile and the red carpet, I suppose things have sort of been like,
The New York Times profile,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my eye on you.
God, it never ends.
And not
it
because
really
you're
never ends. No, no, it never ends. It's always a questioning of something. Will we ever know peace?
Literally, it's that Lisa Lips TikTok. Can I ever get one day of peace?
Literally.
Okay, well, anywho.
Speaking of lips, she's got a beaded mic stand of them.
Well, I don't even know how to segue into this because it's like, she just got called out. Yeah. And we're about to be like, yes.
Drag her back in by her hair. Nope.
All of a sudden, T. Kyle and Bradley are fighters.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, of course that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, here we go again.
Okay.
I think it's
time for a segment that we wrote this in the thing before this happened. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll kick it off with somebody we've just talked about for 20 minutes. Christina's got a fun new era. But she is seriously serving. This is some good looks.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Somos Nada, the new video, and the promo pictures for this. The, like, bedazzled terrier. Well, what are they called? The dog Doberman? I don't know. The attack dogs. Pit bulls. Really a strong, strong look. The visor head out thing. All strong.
I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but girl, I am living.
I am... well, we also spoke about the next person as well, Lady Gaga, who did get the Britney seal of approval, looking undeniably yassified in New York and beyond this past week. Truly, she saw the yassification trend and said, oh, let me do that IRL.
I felt like there was only one misstep.
Which one?
The bob.
Okay, I kind of agree with you.
But other than that, a slay.
Thoroughly. A week of thorough slayification. Fantastic response also in a moment that went viral to the question of the Chromatica ball, which caused her to side-eye and panic in a way like somebody just revealed that they know where the bodies are buried. She was like, I haven't heard that name in 84 years.
Yeah.
Called out, yeah, maybe one day. She looked fantastic. Lots of House of Gucci premieres. And I'll plug it here if you haven't listened yet, because I don't think we've done an episode since. I did a solo House of Gucci review on the Patreon. If you want to go listen to that, people asked if it was full of spoilers, and I was like, well, it happened.
It's a crime, isn't it?
It's like based on a literal, he's dead. So it's like,
oh, she passed away.
She passed, like, literally. I don't know how to, like, oh, yes, at the, he does die, But I don't know. Everyone should be seeing it by now anyway. I think it's hitting theaters on the 24th, so you'll
all see
it. There
was like a moment this week where every single fun fashion friend on the island of Manhattan just started rolling out live tweets at the same time.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They got the memo. They got the invite. They were all there.
Oh, my invite must have gotten lost in the mail. I did not get invited to the fun fashion Stephanie Germanotta event, but...
Maybe next time. That's all right. Well, you also have some things that are bubbling up on the Patreon. And a pick for the House of Gucci's.
Yeah, showing. someone else who was at the House of Gucci serving Jawline was Brooks Marks. Mm-hmm. Was he at the one that you were at?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Because was he at one with Gaga?
I don't fucking know. They all look the same. Oh, isn't she at every single one?
No, some of them, like the screening I saw was just a bunch of LGBTs. But
there was
then
just
again, that's kind of like, that's, I'm like, that's every premiere.
Yeah. Yeah.
there's going to be one screening that's just Italians. I don't know. I was at a gay one, but that's redundant. Anyway, Brooks Marks is at the House Gucci showing, and you've got some recaps.
Mm-hmm. I do have my Salt Lake City recaps on Patreon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Been getting a lot of compliments on my Meredith Marks impression.
The comments about the impression are really coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten her laugh down.
Honestly, I will say I can do voices pretty well if I dedicate the time.
Well, you've got time.
Like, you know, when you see actors and they are sitting alone have you ever played The Sims and you have to go up to the mirror and it's like practice speech and they're like warble, mm-hmm. warble, warble, warble in the mirror. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? But like, you literally have to do that. And it's so weird. So I've started doing that.
Yeah. It's, mm-hmm. well, the effort is paying off based on the comments rolling in. The impressions are spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the flavor for your final pick.
Speaking of Gaga, though, know what I just thought? The whole gag of this week is that her...
Gaga?
Yeah, the whole Gaga, her Instagram story back to Britney Spears means that she had to have seen Britney dragging Christina first.
For sure she did. Oh, yeah. She said, I'll do what you want with my Instagram story.
Yeah,
I know. Also, these newbies asking Gaga if she'd collaborate with Britney. Hello, fake fans. Where's Amnesia for you? Like, please. Quicksand. Oh, wait. Not Amnesia. Quicksand. Or is it both? Wait, now I'm being the fake fan.
Fake fan. I need like a sound alert. Fake fan. She's a fake fan.
Okay, why did I say Amnesia? I meant Quicksand.
You ironically said Amnesia.
And that's actually very ironic. Look, I'm unwell. Let the record show that I am not a well person this weekend.
Truly, we are both very unwell this week.
Yes, that's very true. I was thinking Circus Bonus.
There you go, yeah.
And my mind went like quicksand down the drain. And don't put soil down a drain.
Oh, yeah.
That's we learned about that in the live chat. Anyway, quicksand. But anyway, back to my point. Gaga wrote Quicksand for Britney. So they have collaborated, technically.
Yeah.
And Telephone, of course, went through all the legends.
Certainly did.
Okay, but you have a final pick as well.
I do. And we only have two more weeks to talk about this, so I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Chigs with glasses again on British Bake Off. The second to last week before the final.
He looked good.
I just love him. He looks real good. He's really getting a lot of attention. On,
yeah, he's getting a lot of attention.
Like, is this the jam? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I just like seeing him smile. Oh, also,
when his glasses got fogged up when he opened up the oven.
Oh, you need someone to wipe them off?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Like that scene in Titanic, like with the hand grip.
Yeah, that's actually very your style to slap glasses off of somebody's face.
Oh, wow. Why do you have to bring that up? Do you understand the level of guilt I lived with?
Yes, you should. I think you should go to jail.
No, I was going to say, I actually had something emotional to say about Chigs. So he is 38.
That means he's too old to be doing Stan Wars on Twitter.
No, well, yes, but perfect. perfect age for me. That wasn't the point that I was trying to make.
Oh, yeah.
So Chiggs is 38. He started learning baking during the pandemic for the first time ever. And he is so good at it and fantastic at it and could possibly win this show. And I think it's just a reminder, especially for me as someone who's in my 30s, who recently started learning a new skill, that you are never too old to try something new, no matter what age you are. Open up YouTube, try the tutorial, and go for it. And I find it's very inspiring.
I think that is really inspiring. I think it could inspire a lot of people, you know, other 30-year-olds on Twitter to actually log out for the first time. That would also be really, give that a try. Touch grass. That might be something interesting that you could do. but no, you're right. It's true. And actually, every time they bring it up, I'm like, oh my God, he's only been doing this for a year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Very inspiring. You never know. You could be the next big baker. You could be the next EDM queen of pop, potentially. So
I've gone radio silent with my EDM queen of popness just because she's still starting, but I've stopped sharing and I've been focusing. So
she's moving in silence.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's always the quiet ones.
It is always the quiet ones. Mm-hmm. And we always let the good ones go.
Bob. High fashion.
Oh, high fashion. Yes.
Bitch.
She's really. Oh, latex.
Unretouched.
Leather
legend.
Lover.
Mm-hmm. That TikTok looking, she posted.
Looking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to wait for 3 more months for that album.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can buy a Pandora necklace to support her.
Oh, well, speaking of fashion.
Ah.
Fun plug.
Oh,
our merch is on sale next week.
Oh, a Thanksgiving sale.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
November.
Oh. November 23rd through the 30th. You can grab a soundboard tee or crew neck shirt or a mug or sticker.
Get a mug for some tea. Have it while you're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you for that plug. Now, we have to.
You're welcome. Oh, wait, can I tell a funny story? I didn't tell you this yet.
Okay.
I might cut this out of the podcast because I don't know if I want to tell everyone this.
Okay.
But I want to tell you. So you know that I have the soundboard, the rainbow crew neck.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go visit, I can't say who. You know the guy who I thought looked like that EDM?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know that story. Okay, so I went to go hang out with him again. We've been hanging out a lot. I went and I had my
Have you been asking how his career is going?
No. So I went to go hang out and I had my crew neck on.
Yeah.
And he just like stopped and he like grabbed the shirt and he was like, "What does this say?" And in that moment I was like, "Oh shit. I'm wearing my fucking podcast
this
merch.
Is gay salad."
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, I'm wearing my podcast merch. And I was just like, oh.
Merch at the hookup?
Yeah, I was like, it's my merch.
Yeah. you should have given him a discount or something else.
Mm. He was like, wow, I'm sure he's soft.
Oh, hookup approved.
Yeah, literally.
It is soft. I'll vouch for that. I love the Legends Only tank.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of doing promo for yourself, I cannot believe this happened in the past week. This feels like it was 300 years ago already, but all right, it's time for another segment we like to call
TikTok Talk. Just like that.
And just like that.
From high fashion to TikTok Talk.
To TikTok Talk. Yeah, so we may or may not make some predictions in our time on this podcast, and this is no exception.
Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're really
sometimes wrong. We're really wrong. In one case we were correct was last week, the Hillary Duff With Love dance breakdown was really making the rounds on TikTok, and lo and behold, as we prophesied, she saw it and did the dance.
Mm-hmm.
From her, presumably, vacation home. If she didn't take vacation and do the dance, she's on it now.
Yep.
Queen of work. Well, she's filming How I Met Your Father.
Let's talk about the husband.
Let's talk about the... It's basically going to be Lizzie's R-rated adventure that she didn't get to do.
Ooh.
I think. I don't know. But anyway, she did it arguably better than...
She served.
She served. It was a light serving. an iconic soft choreo moment.
I love the part at the end where she just like bops the hip.
Mm.
That's like the only part I can do.
I like that she edited out the part at the end where she said, "There you go, you f-." She probably got sent it so many times and she was like, "Oh, fine, I'll do the fucking dance."
She is a TikTok girl.
Yeah, she is now. Yeah. I'm happy for her. I'm glad she completed the circle. Everyone can now move on to begging her to do Playing with Fire or Dignity or Stranger promo, to be honest.
The Dua dance is now going around.
Again, it refuses to leave. I know. I've seen it. Yes, the one kiss.
Yep.
The hip shimmy. At this point, I kind of think, not to make another prediction, I wonder if we're going to get to a place where it is so unavoidable that she does it on the Future Nostalgia Tour or beyond, and the crowd goes wild.
So.
Like at the very opening of it. You know, at first it was mocking and mean, and now it's almost like sort of precious or like fun. I don't know. It's not as... People were really... When it came out, it was to be mean about her and to be like, oh, you're paying for this shit. And right. Now it's like sort of just endearing, I guess.
Yeah. It's like when I go to see Christina, I want to hear ha and say.
Yes.
And I want to see the red anal bead mic.
Right. Right. So maybe she has to do this dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to the rounds. Another thing doing the rounds, there's a man. There's a man sucking a giant candy worm. I don't have anything to say about it, but it is sort of a jump scare every time that it shows up.
Yeah.
He's really going at it. I don't have words. It's just always impressive.
I feel like all the TikToks I've seen of it are people reacting to it where they just stare at the camera and they're like, oh, okay.
I liked the one that I posted where she was like, oh, you're gay. You're really getting that down.
Know what else is all over my YP?
What?
My coconuts.
So
you can put them in your mouth.
She may be a marketing genius. This came out and everyone was like, this sounds like a 30 Rock parody. This sounds like a parody of a pop song. And now look at the TikTok.
Yep.
It's everyone's shaking their coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Petras.
Do you get it?
No, she needs to walk me through that one. What coconuts?
Oh, there was a TikTok that I saw the other day too of this girl did something and it was like a joke. And at the end, she added like 10 seconds where she was explaining the joke. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I need to find it.
Oh, wait, I know exactly which one you're talking about. And then she did a follow-up crying about it.
Yeah, she was crying in the follow-up and everyone's like, no, don't. But she needs to make that a thing now.
Yeah, like, she just
wanted to text her and be like, make this your viral thing.
Yeah.
Run with it, girl.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of TikTok, we're about to talk about the woman of the night here. We haven't even slightly mentioned her. There was a viral interview, one of many of hers, Miss Adele, with Zane Lowe talking about the TikTok generation and saying she doesn't make music for TikTok. And when the label tried to ask her about her TikTok tactic, she was like, a tick-a-hoo? That's what she said. She'd rather make music for her generation, which is 30 to 40-somethings in therapy. Which, hello, from the other side.
Hey.
It's me. You know, she's right, though. The idea of the label even asking her to, like, do TikToks.
That's embarrassing.
Fuck off. The only thing that's appropriate is she has so many funny interviews and performance ad-lib bits in between songs. Her label would be smart to dive through the archives and start cutting up things to put on her channel.
Well, don't give them the free idea.
That is
She's
true,
a fucking global icon. Don't give them the idea.
Yeah, she's just so indie. I just hope she charts next week. So.
Am I going to collab with Bradley Stern? No.
No. I just really hope she makes it. She's really getting, you know, some acclaim.
Your tweet was fucking funny where you were like, oh, so glad she's finally getting some exposure or whatever.
Because they made it, they're like, oh, she's hit number one on iTunes. It's like, oh, she's really getting up there. Yeah, I didn't expect that. Meanwhile, they're hoping that we're on track to break the million for a third time, I believe, or something. So, or a fourth time. So, hopefully, because it's, I mean, she's the barometer. If she can't hit a million, nobody's hitting a million ever again. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway, yes, everyone, it's time for Adele. This happened. Oh my God, this was in the past week too. One night only.
It's been a lot.
It's been a week. Oh my God. Yeah, the sit down with Oprah and the performance in front of literally every celebrity, including a very charming surprise proposal.
At the, isn't it like the observatory? Yeah. Have you ever been?
As the sun. I actually have. I think I did a little hike.
Oh.
The Griffith Observatory? I think I have.
I've only seen it in Grand Theft Auto.
You drove up and with a prostitute and shot someone and stole their car at the top.
No, you just, like, I think you just like go up and take pictures or something.
Oh. Yeah, she performed beautifully right at sundown. That was a perfect touch, too. Fantastic. I mean, it's crazy because it's like she premiered the songs and now we have them all in the span of a week. A lot has happened. That was lovely. And also this evening is an evening with Adele in the UK. And again, every UK star was there, Miss Peep, everybody. And she's having a viral moment literally as we're recording of meeting her English teacher. And it's a very heartwarming moment. She burst into tears. It's really special. She's just killing it. So why don't we dive into the main event? 30.
Yeah.
Which is what many of you are and older, which means you probably shouldn't be.
Oh,
like,
not older. Some of them are younger.
Yes, that's true.
Me? No.
Where? Yes, 30, the album experience is here. We've now listened, right? You've listened to the record.
Yeah, she's cried.
She's cried.
She's listened.
I will say it isn't as obviously sad as probably it was being expected to be.
Agree.
Which is good. I don't think anybody needed 15 sad ballads.
No.
She spiced it up. I think it is undeniably, for Adele, it is undeniably her most ambitious experimental project, which is like, we're going to use that loosely. This is not Bjork. However, there are some interesting textures here.
Mm-hmm.
Could run down. In general, the second half of the album is where I'm at. I love the soulful end of the album. To Be Loved, specifically, I think is going to go down as one of her all-time greats.
That so good.
That one is a, you know, cry your heart out ballad. However, I just thought it was fantastic. And I think including the interlude, she's really touching on some Amy Winehouse vibes, which really struck a chord with me. I really loved the last few songs. They gave me some Amy. And even like
Cry Your Heart Out is definitely very Amy. Mm,
that's true too. Yeah. There's like even some like Erykah Badu or like, I don't know, Mary J. It's just definitely some R&B elements there. And then smack dab in the middle, you've got the Max Martin Can I Get It, which is giving you like early 2000s Celine, Jewel, like very that, which is interesting for her, especially. But yeah, we're going, it's divorce, babe, divorce, as she said. But it's also first time going out there to date again, maybe thinking you can do it again. And it's not all pessimistic.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I listened to it, I was really expecting to sob the whole time. But I felt like it wasn't a lot of divorce heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it was written in a way that you could apply it to any relationship or, like, moment in life versus with her, you obviously know she's talking about the divorce and she's talking about her child a lot.
Yes.
But it felt written in a way that you could apply it to your own experience.
I definitely agree.
Which I liked.
I think that's
obviously can't relate to either of those two situations that she's been in.
No? Well, maybe one day.
Hello, little Bobby. I wrote a song for you. It's called Shake Your Tits.
Yeah, no, I think that's part of her appeal. I think she writes so universally that everyone can kind of, I feel like someone like you makes me feel like I've had the greatest loss of my life when I hear that song, you know, something like that. So she has that skill. I think this is such an interesting album because it does sort of dive in and out of tempos and it's not so obviously clear cut in sound. Strangers by Nature almost sounds like a Disney opening. It's very fanciful.
Very classic.
Very. It'll sound nice at Christmas time with your with your friends and family you're fighting with. My Little Love is...
Oh, this one took me out.
She's got the voice notes. It'd be funny if she, like, put in the wrong voice note, and she was just like, please turn this thing on. How do you do the fucking... Which button is it?
Yeah. This was... But like you said, I loved the different textures of the classical sound with the voice memos and the pauses and like the down moments.
Yeah. One of the most debated ones is I Drink Wine. Now, the Discord has a lot of feelings about this. Some think it's her worst song. Some people really like it. I don't have as strong feelings about it. I think the lyrics...
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, I think some of the lyrics hit pretty hard. I think she gets in sort of like her Elton John bag a little bit with it. I don't know. I liked it. Woman Like Me, I really like. That's the only song on the album that's sort of like, bitch, you lost me, like you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like a little bit of that. Even she's not one really to get that messy, but I do like a little bit of a like, by the way, you'll never have a woman like me.
I also feel like that encapsulates the moment. Like, don't you feel, I mean, at least for me, you have your sad moments and then you have that one little kick that kind of steps in and you're like, I'm fucking amazing. And then it like slowly just disintegrates.
Can I get a beat?
Yeah, yeah. Literally. But like, I feel like that's such a human experience to get that like brief little oomph, that pop.
Yep.
While you're having a meltdown and then you.
Totally.
Yeah. And then it, I like how it ends in the album with Love is a Game.
Yes. But, really like that whole string of Hold On to Be Loved, Love is a Game.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good story throughout.
It is. In fact, did you hear about the Spotify thing?
No.
She got Spotify to remove the shuffle option as the default option at the top of the album page for all albums because she wants you to listen to it front to back. It doesn't take away shuffle, but now it doesn't give you that as like a option right at the top. Like the play button used to be the play with the like shuffle at the top of it.
Yeah.
And that's taken away.
Oh.
All because she asked for that. And they made the change universally.
Wow.
Her power.
Literally.
You can still click into any song and then hit your shuffle option. But it basically is like discouraging people from shuffling at the top of the album.
Honestly, now that I think about it, that's actually so smart for any album. Especially if it's new. I always hate that Spotify shuffles it.
Mm. Well.
Wow. A UX thanks, queen.
Yeah, she was like, I gotta dive into the UX here, and there's some flow problems with the user
experience.
Literally,
though, I feel like I always have to turn off shuffle on default. Wow. Hmm. Wow, changing the world.
Yes, one album at a time. Can't wait for 35 to really fuck up Apple Music.
Oh.
Whatever she does with that.
Oh my god, we're gonna be like 39 when she releases 35.
Oh god, yeah, that's... That is true. She'll call the next one AARP. You think she'll go with the songs, the titles as years forever?
Yeah.
We're four in now. That's probably a sign. She's going to keep it going.
Because I feel like she doesn't need a title of an album because the songs are the story.
Yeah.
Whereas like...
Good point.
You know, if you're doing like, I don't know, like other albums... have these themes to the whole sound.
Oh, what is the concept of circus?
A circus?
No, you're right. I kind of like it because it's sort of like she just saved a bunch of songs into a folder and she was like, well, this is me at age 30. That's mm-hmm. all you need to know. I like that, actually. Yeah, so I mean, the Acclaim is coming in right now. I believe it's got its highest ratings on the Metacritic aggregator of all the albums. I'm still living with it and processing it myself, but it's a highlight of the year for sure. It's not, I don't know what's going to be my album of the year, but it's definitely got
ooh,
many of
I know
the
mine.
Girls. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, the Bang EP doesn't count because it's only four songs. I'm sad, too, because it's mine, but...
Yeah.
Rita Ora, release the Bang EP Deluxe before it's too late.
Literally. Well, before we get off this subject, I will say, because this is honestly, now don't drag me, this is the first Adele album that I've listened to top to bottom.
They're all bombs.
Sorry, my brain just...
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh no. Start to finish. And I shockingly really enjoyed it. And I found myself going back and I listened multiple times. I texted it to Linny. I was like, I think you're going to like this. She's like, I don't know. And then like 2 hours go by and she texts me and she's like, obsessed. Boom, but woman like me. I was like, yep.
Yep.
So I found myself going back and I was like humming it. Don't cry. Like bop.
I agree. It's got more highs, you know, not highs and lows. It's got more variety than I think people are going to associate with Adele, especially because she came out the gate with Easy on Me, which is perhaps the most hello, you know, it's very like what you would come to expect from Adele. And people were a little bit like, oh, it's always going to be like this. And it's not really. So no. I think it's a good surprise deeper into the album. And we're gonna hope and pray that this indie chanteuse charts and gets some sales going. She did like shut down the vinyl plants around the world with the pre-sales of this vinyl, so let's do your best, Adele.
Well, do you have any other music you've been listening to this week?
Well, as we've talked about, the Spotify Wrapped is coming, but so did the 21 Rewind or whatever for Apple Music, and I went to go take a peek at that. And my top artist, I believe, is called like Sweet Dreaming or something, and my top five. It is a full-on anxiety sleep playlist, so I'm not having high hopes about what my Spotify Wrapped will bring. It does appear that I've done it across all platforms. So I would say, no, I haven't really... There are a little bits and bobs here. A song called Overthinking by Harlow with Nile Rodgers, the legendary Nile Rodgers. A bop, disco-tinged bop. Alesso, Somebody to Use. Really good EDM bop.
He's one of my favorites.
He really did that. This would be a hit from any of the girls if this was a main girl vocal. Also, Kavinsky's back with Renegade. He did the amazing Drive soundtrack. And then I've been listening to a lot of the League of Legends soundtrack songs. The B. Miller. There's one with Jasmine Sullivan called Our Love. Ramsey's Goodbye is incredible. Oh, there's a one called with Paris and not Hilton, Paris PVRIS and Miyavi called Snakes. That's during a great battle scene. These are bops. Unfortunately, the lead soundtrack theme is by Imagine Dragons.
I kind of stan.
It's a light surf. It's a light.
Yeah.
It is men doing pop rock and it's a little, it's called Enemy. They're allies, so it's fine. But yeah, I've actually been listening to a lot of these songs because there's a lot of them and they're from some faves. So that's been my journey. How about you? Have you heard anything this week?
Yeah. So there's a new single out from Shallou, Shallou, called Here. Very good. I wouldn't call it like EDM, but it is electronic, but it's like chill. I don't know. I really like his stuff. He's got some really good bops. If you check him out, he has a really good song with Daya that was like from a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is really good. He responded to my DM. I was like shook.
Oh, you've got a personal connection. Friend of the pod.
I want to like learn from him.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know. We'll see. And then also two albums, Gorgon City, the Olympia remix album. Bop. Dance if you need something to work out to. And then there's a group called Fly By Midnight. Now, I shouted them out weeks ago and I was like, I think they're gay. They're not. So correction there.
Fly out of Fly By Midnight.
Literally, one is married and the other one has a girlfriend. I was like, oh, okay. Oops.
Well.
But their album is out now. If you like the Jonas Brothers and also the Click Five, throwback.
Yeah.
You will like this. They are pop rock, indie pop.
Okay.
But they have a new album called Silver Crane, and there's a song called Borrow Your Time, bop, 6 a.m., bop.
But love it.
It kind of has that same nostalgia for me that the Avril song last week did.
Ah, yes.
Of like that pop punk
high school era.
Era?
Middle school, so if high you, school.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's very that sound. It's nothing revolutionary, but...
Love that.
Yeah.
Trying to think if I have any. I didn't even do an international minute. Now, I will say that over in Canada, once again, for Drag Race Canada, they are serving with the lip sync. DJ Sammy Heaven? Are you kidding me? In front of Gigi Gorgeous of the Avenue fame. Bah. Cannot believe. Full circle moment. I don't know what circle it is, but we're there. And then heartwarming moment for my allowed minute. Nadine and Nicola hung out at some sort of winter wonderland. They took pictures, videos. It really warmed my soul. So there's that. And I got to get into this Luis Miguel series where Sugar Babe Jade is playing Mariah Carey in it also. That is a very niche reference, but that... Yes, there's this series that I have to watch as well. Many things to catch up on, many shows that I'm starting to get into. And we have some things coming up as well.
Oh, speaking of Drag Race, did you see RuPaul quoting Whoa, Vicky?
Sure did. In a why is she in a van? A truck?
Shit. She's probably driving the set.
Probably. Something's happening on RuPaul's socials. She's become self-aware, question mark? She's aware of the terrible ornament of her face.
Oh.
She is aware of the dragging of Raven. She's making fun of Raven for having a show, wishing her an ounce of luck. I mean, it's pretty
good. I
feel
like this has been Rue the entire time, but she's played it safe. Because as the host of the show and the series, you can't be biased or, you know, play favorites, really. But now I think she just doesn't
give a fuck. I think all illusion, interior illusion lounge has gone away for that.
Yeah. But her quoting, it's Whoa, Vicky, right?
Yeah.
She did it so well.
So like, beautifully, eloquently spoken.
Yeah. And also, too, Rue was getting dragged for quoting the, you can catch me on my motherfucking MySpace.
Uh-huh.
And all of Gen Z was like, nurse, she's out of the home again. Come get her. And I'm like, you are too young. You don't know these references.
Yeah.
So it just, I feel like I'm really. Divide.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, that's a fucking reference. It's a.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an old one, but.
MySpace 2.0 crashed and burnt. We didn't even discuss because I did not watch it, but the New York Times debuted their third dragging of Justin Timberlake in the form of the Janet Super Bowl scandal documentary. Which I saw some like mixed reviews. I don't know. It seems to be like basically an introduction to it for those who didn't know. Not sort of anything new necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, that the dragging of Timberlake did occur for the third time. New York Times has it out for him for sure. Between the Britney one and the Janet one.
I'm just going to wait for Janet's.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't co-sign. She didn't endorse or... pay it any mind. So I'm waiting for the Janet to drop in January, I think.
Well, some other things coming up before we sign out for this week. There's Thanksgiving. So have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on your travels, I hope that you have a stress-free journey by land, by sea, wherever you're going to have turkey or vegan turkey or whatever you're eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have our live chat, LC6, on Friday.
Yes, we have it November 26th. We were thinking, because you're going to be doing Thanksgiving on Thursday, some of you. So Friday, you'll want to like pregame before you do like maybe a Black Friday shopping, or you do like one of those awkward bar moments at a local hole in the wall. And you'll see somebody from high school you didn't know was gay and now is out. And then you have like a one-night
stand. And messaging you on Grindr from an account with no face pic.
You have a little bit too much. You go to their place. You stay over the night. Then you go home and you think about things. I am not speaking from experience here. I am just saying that could happen.
Suck a dick in the back of a car. Never done that before.
Magical things happen when you go back for Thanksgiving.
Turkeys will not be the only things getting stuffed.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I've like lost all interest in men.
Well, that's really the theme of this pod.
So there's that. And then I will still be keeping my tickets to this, but the Legendina live stream is coming up next week on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rina Sawayama.
Same company, Moment House.
Yeah, so this, I mean, I feel like we just need to be sponsored by them at this point. Yeah.
Moment, Legends Mo...
Legends Mo Me.
Legends Mo Me only. Yeah, they're doing a live stream December 19th of the Rina show, which should be great. Mm-hmm.
I will definitely watch that.
They're on fire. Yeah, things are still coming. It might be the holiday season, but things are coming. You got the Mariah McMenu. You've got...
Oh, yeah.
Christmas. But yeah, there's more than enough to look forward to.
And I should be getting off of jury duty this week at some point.
Right, you are going to get a verdict about...
We're going to the third week.
Okay, well...
The way that this ruined my life this month...
Yeah, this has not been great.
So we'll see.
Not been your most fun week, month, by far.
No. I literally have a Twitter draft saved of the Trisha Paytas tweet that says, I'm free, worst experience of my fucking life, saved. But I think it's important to be a fair voice. So
You're doing your duty.
I hope that I'm going to get my karma points returned to me later on in life.
Well, you'll need them for smacking that guy in the face. I would say this is just...
an accident. He didn't let me do my armography.
All right, everybody. Well, I hope that you're having a fantastic, fun Thanksgiving at home or wherever you are. Friendsgiving, maybe a fun fashion friend Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Just hold on, as Adele would say. Because Lord knows.
Or the Jonas Brothers would say.
Or the Jonas Brothers. That's true.
Or Avril Lavigne.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I literally just came up with a playlist. That's an EP right there.
It's the Hold On playlist. Hold On, We're Going Home, Drake. Mm-hmm. Oh. All of it. Stay safe. Use your hand sanitizer because you could get a cold. It is cold and flu season, I'm telling you.
Just stay away from people.
Yeah. Yeah. Have some tea. Be kind. Treat others nicely.
Be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Read all documents before you sign them.
Yep, definitely that.
And yeah, until next week.
Until next week.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Gobble, gobble, bitch.
Oh. Yeah. I wish.
Oh, I'm sure you're gobbling something.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.